The Magic of Manifestation. This is Monk Allen. The Magic of Manifestation. The magic of manifestation lies in my thinking. And my thinking goes through the law of cause and effect. But the law of cause and effect is really an interesting gadget. It's the tool which Absolute or God is using to activate something. Now, I, as the infinite thinker, think my thought and manifest it. I, as the infinite thinker, so I am an eternal thinker. I'm eternally thinking. That means, as God, and I'm saying, as God, I'm not really thinking. I'm one as the law, and am what I want to manifest. So when I'm using the law of cause and effect to manifest anything, how do I do this? I manifest anything by my pure thoughts. And my pure thoughts are one-pointed thoughts. When I'm one-pointed in my thinking, I think pure thoughts. Now, a pure thought can still be I'm unhappy or sick. It can be anything I desire. But I read in my lesson in the Song of the Spirit in chapter 15, under Man's Inner Sun, a sentence which is, the law is definite, and we know that. When we place a cause in motion, unless we put a different cause in motion to change the action of the law, that cause must be played out to its ultimate end. Well, this is something which comes back to my thinking, what happens when I die? The illusion of die. If any thought I have had hasn't been played out to its ultimate end, so what happens with these causes? What happens with these thoughts? And as I am the infinite thinker, I am an infinite thinker, so I believe with the illusion of death, I'm still, the thought continues. Unless I'm playing the game, I'm stopping my game of being relative, stopping the game of appearance. Being God is the first cause. I am God is the first cause. And this is the cause which cancels any other cause. When I say I am God, God I am, all day long, I just focus on that. I really express my original purity and integrity. And I believe the magic of manifestation, which is more relatively seen than absolute, because so long I think of manifestation, I think something has to come forth or to be called forth. Like we say, I revealed something out of the universal consciousness, and it sounds so separate, the universal consciousness, from who and what I really am of God. But the universal consciousness is me, God. So when I am God and express God, there's nothing to reveal, there's nothing to manifest, there's just being. And I, as the infinite thinker, who I think as a relative being, thinks, doesn't even think anymore, is, and it flows. So I find this a real fascinated concept, and I'm coming back to the thinker and to the infinite thinker and the law of cause and effect and what happens with my thoughts. So I think it's really important is what kind of thoughts I think to manifest anything. What kind of one-pointedness I choose to have in my daily life. And that's why the discipline I'm practicing here at the school is so important. The discipline in my thinking, the discipline in my attitude. I remember once in a seminar, in one of the first talks I gave, somebody was saying to me, well, how can you ever be in control of all the millions of thoughts you think in a day? And it was a good question because I came up with the answer, it starts with my attitude. When my attitude is positive, when I love myself and when I love my neighbor, I love my friends, my thoughts are on a high level. I am flying high by my attitude. So keeping my attitude pure and loving and generous and all this good stuff, I'm manifesting whatever I want to manifest. And we have things we manifest easier and things which we think are more difficult, and we think it takes time to manifest them. And it really does not take time, because first of all, there is no time, there is no space, and second, cause and effect are one. So that goes back to this one-pointedness in my thinking, whatever I want to experience. And an example just pops up when one time my daughter called me just before I would leave for Switzerland, and she said that her husband had to go in military, and he really didn't want to go because he had important jobs for his firm where he was living, where he was working for, to do, and he tried to explain then to not go, and she said, well, he's really desperate to go, and I said, look, just tell him that he knows he does not need to go. Just tell him it's all in divine order. And so I arrived in Switzerland, and we were sitting at the breakfast table, and I remember Massimo's father, my son-in-law's father, and the mother, both were sitting with us, and they were all complaining that he had to go to military. And when I came in the house, there was standing his bag, and he had already dressed up in his uniform for going up to the mountain where he was called to go. And everybody was quite upset. And I said, look, let him go. He just goes up, he drives up, and you will see in 1 hour he's back. He returns. And his father just laughed in my face. Yeah, he really said, come on now, this is impossible. He has been called and that's it. And I said, look, you will see, he will come back. And his father had a high position in the military, and he really cared that his son would do the same thing. And his son just gave a damn thing about it, because he really is not interested in doing any career in the military. Well, Massimo drove up. It was already before noon. He was already back. And I laughed. And he said, well, I'll explain it and so on. And he said, that's okay. Go home. Go home. It was done like this. But there was an and one-pointedness, a purity in my thought of believing what I was saying, which made it just clear, made it manifesting. And it is an example which I should take to remind myself in other cases, to know that everything is possible, and that when I say, I am God, God I am, and use this law, one as I am, everything is done, is manifested. And so it is.